A few more things I got to try to fit in here, including this. One of our most recent house concerts was with a guy that I love, Jim Bryson. Jim is in town, actually. He was at the John K. Sampson show last night, and he'll be in town tonight. He's playing tonight at the Goodwill alongside singer-songwriter and Winnipegger Tara Williamson. He produced a new record for her called Songs to Keep Us Warm, and it's a lovely thing, and he will back her up throughout her set. Tonight at the Goodwill starts at 8 o'clock. And I'm told that that's when it's actually going to start. So get on down there. It's only like $10, and it'll be over early, and it'll be a fantastic time. Let's hear something off that record. Here is Tara Williamson performing tonight at the Goodwill.
To New York or LA, and I'm just trying to stay in one place and make a name. Just try to make a name. People keep shouting, the mean girls are crowded all around. And the noisiest thing about our love is it doesn't make a sound. Everyone's or LA, and I'm just trying to stay in one place and make a name. Just try to make a name. You're always laughing, you've always another thing to say. And the craziest thing about our love is there's nothing in the way. Everyone's moving to New York or LA, and I'm just trying to stay in one place and make a name. Just trying to make a name.
came out sharp like edges of knives. When all we needed was to talk things through. This is a process of learning that love is not what you say or what you do. I said, this is my country, this is your country too. There are so many things we need to change. It'd be too easy to let it overwhelm us. It'd be too easy to let things stay the same. I said, am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are, yes, you are. Told us how this was not our problem, how this was none of our concern. Then they chiseled and chiseled and chiseled till everything you loved, everything you earned was taken away from you. This is my country, this is your country too. There are so many things we need to change. It'd be too easy to let it overwhelm us. It'd be too easy to let me stay the same. I said, am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are, yes, you are. Well, we stood around and talked about it. Oh, they took me away. Well, we are about the cost. They brought it back and said, here you go. Remember any of these meetings. We won't remember the things we did or did not own. This is a power where you throw your hands in the air. You said, I thought I could, but I can't do it on my own. This is my country. This is your country too. There are so many things we need to change. It'd be too easy to let it overwhelm us. It'd be too easy to let them stay the same. I said, am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are, yes, you are. Am I safe here? Yes, you are safe here. Am I needed here? Yes, you are needed here. Yes, you are, yes, you are.
That right there, that great track is by a guy named Craig Cardiff. He's played in Winnipeg a bunch of times, and I've managed to miss him every single time, including a couple of shows at the River City Social Club. He's coming back to town on Thursday at 7:30 at Sam's Place on Henderson Highway. I like that place. It's a fun place to go and hang out, and it's an early show, but you got the day off the next day, so, you know, even if it's not, you could stay up late and still be fine. It'll be fun. I think I might have to go check out Craig. That is Safe Here from his album Floods and Fires. Before that, we heard a couple from Tara Williamson, who's playing tonight at the Goodwill Social Club. The CD release for her new record, Songs to Keep Us Warm, produced by Jim Bryson. You heard him in a big way on those two tracks we heard. We heard The Prairies and New York / LA. Jim is in town to play those songs alongside Tara, so it'll be a good time. I know lots of good folks are going out, so hopefully we'll see you there. And hopefully we'll see lots of people out at the Sunset Saloon on Friday for the return of Tony Furtado. This is an amazing opportunity to see such an amazing instrumentalist performer in some joker's living room. So hopefully you can make it out. Tell the band to go home is the best place. Tell the band to go home.com, pardon me, is the best place to check out the info. Oh, I don't know. Hello, UMFM, hello.
Jeff.
Yes, Ron.
Ron here.
Yeah, yeah.
In Lockport?
Yeah, Lockport, Ron, yep.
Yeah, yeah. I was in the old country a couple of weeks ago.
The old country?
Yeah, it's spelled with an E at the end of it, old country.
Yeah.
Fargo?
Yeah.
Is this your big special on now on the big special show on Canada-U.S. relations, or did I sleep through that again?
I think I slept through it. I'm just trying to ignore that mess.
Well, you know, and so are a lot of other people. Contrary to what the big news stations are saying, when I was in Fargo, nobody wanted to talk about the election.
I can't imagine why.
And there were no billboards, no lawn signs, no bumper stickers. Like, it was just like there was no election going on.
Yeah.
So, and I guess, you know, I think my advice to them it would be just don't do it.
Like, don't have the election, you mean?
Yeah, like, you know, like that saying, say no to drugs.
Yeah.
Say no to the election.
Just scrap the whole thing.
Well, yeah, because no matter who you vote for, you're making a big mistake.
Well, hopefully we can agree that one of those mistakes would be bigger than the other. But
anyway, I wrote a poem.
Of course you did, Ron.
Of course, because I am a poet.
The witty poet that you are.
That's right.
Man of words.
The first part of this poem is I didn't write. It's part of I can trace it back to John A. MacDonald.
Oh, yeah?
And he never finished the poem, but so it's part of the public domain, and then I kind of took off and added a bit.
Well, thanks for finally helping old John A.
So this is a Canada-U.S. relations poem.
Okay.
I thought this was your big Canada relations special show.
But, I'm ready.
Okay. Here's to the American Eagle, a brave and noble bird. He flew right over Canada and dropped a great big turd. And here's to Canada, with the resources, oh, so rich. Who needs that turd of the Yankee bird, that bald-headed son of a bitch? And here's to our Canadian beaver, cuddly, cute, warm, and juicy. We should give her a name. I think we'll call her Lucy. Well, then the eagle got mad. He started a quarrel to steal Lucy's timber, water, wheat, and oil. He deliberately tried to wreck her, but Beaver did prevail with a chainsaw. Lucy carved up his... Well, can we say Woody on the air?
I think he just did.
Lucy carved up his Woody Woodpecker. Now, you know those noble carved eagles at the gift shops alongside the road? Well, the Yankee Eagle didn't look like them. He looked more like a drunk old toad. That's the end.
That was really moving, Ron. Thanks for sharing your talents with us.
There's another one that actually goes with it. It just occurred to me.
Oh.
This is sort of a philosophical question.
Really?
How much wood would a wood duck duck if a wood duck would duck wood? Followed by the one I learned in junior high wood class. How much wood would a wood screw screw if a wood screw wood? That's... You know, I feel something coming on, like I'm going to say something really stupid, Jeff. So,
not you. Hang on, Ron. Jeremy has a question he wants to ask you, I think.
Sure.
Jeremy, go ahead.
When's my song going to be made?
Your song was written the day after you complained that nobody writes songs for you, and I wrote a special song just for you, and it's got your name in it over and over and over again. But I've been waiting for an invitation to Jeff's house, you know. But
I send you the emails every time, Ron.
Well, maybe I should work on this song.
Should you make a CD?
I could make a CD. I could make a DVD, actually.
A DVD.
I could make like a music video.
Wow. This could launch your career, Ron.
Yeah,
please.
Nobody else has written a song for you, Jeremy?
No.
Well, I better get to...
He's feeling a little jealous. I've got like, what am I up to? Like 4 or 5 songs about me now, so... You know, it's hard for the kid.
But who deserves a song more than Jeremy?
Exactly.
Not you. No.
We're leaving this responsibility up to you, Ron.
Okay.
It's a big responsibility.
Okay. So at one of these concerts, maybe I could bring my banjo and do this song for Jeremy.
There can never be enough banjo.
I turn it on.
Well, I could bring my lute, my lutefisk.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, whichever. Anyway, also, I have a package of eight spare razor blades for sale.
Yeah, I think just save them for next year.
You know, the Count had a good idea there.
He had a lot of good ideas.
Well, he did, but you take some of those freezies, which you can buy cheap now.
I was thinking about that, actually. Yeah, that was a good idea.
Well, yeah, and then poke a little hole, and then for the kids that you don't like, that's the freezies that they get.
Right.
Pretty smart guy, the cop.
I know.
Okay, I'm going before I say something stupid.
Bye, Ron.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We actually have to go to... Oh, man. My mic was off. Did you turn my mic off? We have to go too. Actually, we're going to a birthday party, so we're going to head out of here. I think Chelsea and Skippy are going to start a little bit early in just a few minutes. I'm going to throw in a couple of tracks, and if they want to play them, they can play them. If they don't, they don't have to. Actually, maybe I should do a commercial break, and then I don't know. We'll see. Where's Skippy? What should I do, Skippy? What do you think?
Give the people a song.
Okay, I'll give the people a song, and then maybe you can play some of my commercials.
Then I'm going to play Your Big Fan.
Oh, yeah, he loves me. All right. Okay, thanks for being here. Chair, don't. Tell the band to go home. We'll return next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Okay, Jeremy, do you want to say goodbye to anybody?
Bye, girl.
Yeah, okay, bye.